Good job, Dolly. Completely covered in your head-to-toe latex suit. Now, no one would get the idea of mistaking you for a silly little human, right? No. Anyone who sees my doll in her cute little latex suit is going to know exactly what you're here for. Your mantra is, I am a doll. I am here to help. How may I serve you, mommy? Let me hear you say it, baby doll. Repeat after me. I am a doll. I am happy to help. How may I serve you, mommy? Oh, so good for me, princess. Now put it all together and say it. Oh, that's a good girl. You look so pretty in your latex suit. Yes, you do. So good for me, princess. Big pink pigtails that I attach to either side of the black mask. The wig hair falling over your face as you turn your head around, unused to the extra weight of the pigtails. Almost all your features are obscured, except for those gorgeous eyes and useful mouth of yours. The only parts of your skin that are showing, considering the rest of you is covered in that latex suit. The only part left open besides your eyes and mouth is the crotch between your legs, giving mommy easy access to her favorite parts of her pretty toy. Do you feel as pretty as you look, baby doll? Huh? Do you feel pretty thanks to mommy? Oh, that's my precious dolly, nodding so enthusiastically for me. You always love slipping inside the latex suit. Everything gets hidden by the shiny black covering. It hugs every centimeter of your body, leaving everything on display for mommy to see, but completely covered so that you don't get to feel. Your nipples poke through the latex as you stand there, waiting for your next instruction. You're a proper doll. You know better than to move without permission. You're not going to speak unless spoken to, are you? That's a good girl. Mommy wants to hear your mantra again. Repeat it for me. Very obedient. You can see all your hard work on display, princess. All those months of training are finally coming together. You're exquisite, you know that? That's my dolly. So polite for mommy. Never forgetting your manners, not even once. A good dolly that accepts her place. Always, always, always says please and thank you. Not only is it a sign of respect from the dolly, but it's a display of your willingness to serve those who are much more superior than you. Yeah, that's right. You receive pleasure through serving others, don't you? That is a doll's purpose, after all. You exist for others to play with and use. You're a plaything for folks like me, There's a reason why you're clad in just a latex suit and I'm not. This is what you deserve. You get a piece of fabric obscuring your identity so that you don't have to be embarrassed about what a slut you are for mommy. It would be far too humiliating for you to face yourself in the mirror like this, to see what a depraved doll you are. I don't know if you would be ever able to face yourself again, so anonymous in this latex covering, you're able to let go of your inhibitions. No one knows who you are like this. If I were to take you out to a club, tie you to one of the breeding benches, no one there would know that it's you underneath, being treated like some dime store whore. And that only makes it hotter for you, doesn't it? I know it does, princess. Such a depraved baby doll for mommy. Spread your legs. Good girl. No hesitation in following an order. Just how a good doll should behave. Bend over and grab your ankles for me. Good job, baby doll. Are you able to keep this position for me? If not, get yourself comfortable while still being bent over for me. That's it. That's right. The hole between your thighs leaves everything to be seen as soon as you're bent over like this. Digging in your ass from behind. How amazing it looks surrounded by the darkness of the latex. It almost looks painted onto your skin with how tightly it's constricting you. Being in a suit like this, it reminds you that you're nothing more than a toy, doesn't it? You don't have an identity in the hood. I can only see your eyes and mouth like I mentioned. That's all mommy really needs to see, isn't it? Everything else is just kind of useless. A doll is really only good for her holes, isn't she? And you are determined to be the best dolly you can be, aren't you? That a girl? That's exactly how mommy taught you. A pretty, mindless dolly. So empty. So stupid. The only way you could be filled is with a strap on. It's okay, princess. Mommy doesn't expect much from her pretty dolly. You're here to be played with. A toy is completely pointless without someone to play with it. Right now, by being bent over and showing me everything, you're being a very good doll. You're letting mommy play with you however she wants, regardless of how embarrassing it is for you. Showing mommy just how turned on you are from being wrapped in latex, being made to show off for me. Look at you, baby doll. Such an empty pussy. It looks like it needs something to fill it, huh? Do you need to be filled, dolly? Does mommy's baby doll hate being empty? Then just stay how I positioned you. A good doll doesn't move from her place, does she? No, she doesn't. She stays nice and still, even while she feels the head of mommy's strap teasing just outside her entrance. The wetness from your pussy helps coat my strap. Oh, that's it. That's a good girl for mommy. Get mommy's cock nice and wet, princess. Just like that. You just want me to slip it inside you, don't you? That's what you're here for, after all. You're here to be a free-use fuck doll for mommy. You're here to serve and let mommy use your gorgeous latex-covered body however she pleases. Mommy's pleasure is your pleasure, right? It doesn't even matter if you come because you're a doll. Baby dolls don't deserve to come on their own, no. And I think out of everyone, you know that when mommy feels good, Dolly gets to feel good, right? The only thing that was easy to teach you, your dumb brain was able to understand that if you follow instructions, you'll get to feel good. It shows you are only as smart as one of Pavlov's dogs, baby doll. Oh, don't feel too bad. That's why you make such a wonderful dolly. You're so empty and need to be filled. Now, does Dolly want to feel good? Oh, I bet she does. Who doesn't want to feel good? But because you're a dolly, things have to be a little bit different, don't they? Yeah, it's only fair. So beg for it, baby doll. Beg mommy to fuck your pretty pussy like a good girl. You sound so lovely, baby doll. You definitely get your reward for that. Yes. Oh, you deserve to be fucked. It feels good, doesn't it? Feeling the pink dildo slide in and out of your pussy. Just the absolute perfect size for you. Filling you how you like. Oh, yeah. Yes, what a good girl you're being. Mommy's strap feels so fucking good, doesn't it? That's right, baby doll. Stay nice and still for me. You're not going to move a single muscle, no. You haven't been given permission to move, and you're a good doll. You stay where you're moved to, bent over just like this, taking my strap nice and easy. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? Such a good dolly for mommy. Feeling my hands sliding against the latex. You can't feel my bare skin against you. Can only assume what it feels like since the black fabric is in the way. Hugging tightly to your skin, conforming to every angle of your pretty body. You feel so good like this, yeah. Mommy adores how latex feels against her. Makes you look even more like a toy. An empty fuck doll that's desperate for mommy to fill. Eager to be fucked like some kind of a slut. You can't help but moan as the strap starts to reach further inside you, can you? No, you can't. It just feels so good. You can't keep any of those noises to yourself, can you? You have permission to moan for mommy. I like when my princess makes sounds. She always sounds so lovely, so dainty. Even like this. Even when you're being fucked. You're still so delicate, baby doll. Just like a proper doll should be. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's it. That's a good girl. Mommy's strap feels amazing, doesn't it? Do you remember the mantra I wanted you to repeat? I want you to say it, but I'm going to take pity on you. I'm going to help you out one more time. You are being fucked. Mommy doesn't expect you to remember much else besides how amazing it feels to be filled like this. Oh, yeah, that's right. The pretty pink strap continues to thrust inside your pussy with abandon as your pleasure grows. Oh, now repeat after me. Say, I am a doll. I am happy to help. How can I serve you, Mommy? Oh, so good. Now say it again all by yourself. Make Mommy proud, Princess. Fuck. So good for me. Such an obedient toy for Mommy, yes. So eager to obey and impress. Makes you feel so wonderful to complete a task, doesn't it? Makes you feel all tingly inside, despite the fact that you can't feel me through the latex. Instead, I reach over and grab you by the pink pigtails, pulling you even further onto me, impaling you further on my cock. Oh, you're struggling to stay still. The more I fuck into you, the more difficult it gets, huh? You're trying so hard to be good for Mommy. You're trying so hard to remain still. Oh, such a good girl for me. Keep it up. Don't drop the ball. Not when it feels this good. Only good dolls get to come. It would be a shame if I had to turn you down now. See, there isn't a reason to reward a baby doll that can't control herself. I know this because I'm the one who taught you. Mommy has taught you much better than that. You're showing me that right now, aren't you? Are you proving to Mommy that you do have control over yourself, Princess? Oh, I thought you might. Such a good girl for Mommy. Yes. Yes, you are. Just look at you. Taking the strap just like a good girl should. Just how Mommy taught you. What a good dolly you are. Yeah. The most perfect fuck doll in the world. Taking the strap like it's what you were born to do. You take Mommy's cock so easily, toy. Every shift against me reminds you that you're wearing a latex suit. Seeing it out the corner of your eyes as you try to focus on the pleasure from your pussy. Not how tightly constricted you are in the latex. The black fabric clings to you, just like a second skin would. Makes it so easy for me to caress up and down while my hips continue to thrust. Never stopping, no. Making sure you're being fucked properly. What good is a fuck toy who's not being used? You're just a toy for Mommy to play with until she gets bored. That's all you need to be. You don't have to be anything more than mommy's favorite baby doll princess. You're mommy's good girl when you're like this. Yeah, this? This is my favorite version of you, Dolly. You're so perfect for me when you get like this. Fucked into submission. Hazy in pleasure. Floating and willing to do anything for mommy. Just how a doll should be, right? Oh, that's right. You feel so good right now, don't you? Can feel your orgasm getting closer with every passing second. Mommy's pink strap feels so fucking good, doesn't it? Dragging more moans out of your mouth. You can't help how good it feels, can you? You're making some of the filthiest noises I've ever heard. Oh, that's it, Dolly. Keep it up. You're making mommy very happy. And that's your entire purpose. To make mommy happy. To serve. Just look at you. Look at how good you are at serving. You are meant to be underneath someone, abiding to their will. A mindless dolly for mommy and for others like mommy to play with and use. Yeah, oh, so good. You can feel the need to come building. You're trying to fight it, wanting you to stay as still as possible and earn the reward of coming. You know that mommy only lets good dolls come, and you're going to be a good dolly, aren't you? Yeah, a proper dolly that stays still, that doesn't speak unless spoken to. You're free use and available at all times for mommy. That's what it means to be a toy for me. And you do it so well, princess. Yes, you do. I don't think anyone can handle being a baby doll like you. You took to being a dolly like a moth takes to a flame, princess. Yes, you did. So good for mommy, yes. Moaning as you feel my hand through the latex. So close to actually feeling me, yet so far away. You feel amazing, don't you? Oh, yeah. And you're close to coming, aren't you? Your legs shake as you struggle to not squirm, attempting to take what mommy gives you. It's getting to be too much for you, isn't it? Oh, it's okay, Dolly. You've done very well. Why don't you come for mommy? You're such a good dolly for mommy. You've made me so happy. I'm so proud of you for handling everything you've been given. Good dollies get to come, and you have been such a good dolly. So come for me. Be a good baby doll and come for mommy. Just like that. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, that a girl. So good, coming on command from mommy, just how I taught you, just how I trained you, what a good girl you are, oh yes, such an amazing girl, such a wonderful dolly for mommy, did you have fun playing with mommy, baby doll? I thought you would, princess. You did so well. Such an amazing fuck doll for mommy. Not many would be able to handle a fucking like that while bent over in a latex suit. That suit makes it a little bit more difficult to move around. I'm really impressed with you, Dolly. You've made Mommy so very happy. I'm so lucky to call you mine. Mommy's good girl. Yes. Now, I have a very important question for you, if you're up for it. Do you think you could answer Mommy honestly right now, baby doll? All right. Do you want me to take you out of this suit so that we can go take a shower and you can wash all that lube off your body? Or do you want to stay in the suit and have another round? Maybe with a vibrator this time. Which one would you prefer? We can do that, princess. Whatever my good girl needs, Mommy can do for you. And that's what you deserve for being such a good dolly for Mommy. Good dolls get to come.